This is Jeff Hobson with Bengals.com, and Preston Brown's shirt says it all. Cincinnati, Ohio. I know there are a lot of Bengals fans that are quite happy that you're here. I know they've thought about it for 4 years, and you got to be very happy as well.
Definitely. I mean, growing up here in Cincinnati, it's always been a dream to play for the Bengals, and I got to fulfill it today, so I'm excited.
Now, how did this come about? I know you were trying to, the Bills were trying to sign you, mm-hmm. and I think folks were surprised it didn't happen up there.
Yeah. I mean, I had a couple offers, and I was looking them over. And I thought this would be the best situation to come back home and to just play here. I couldn't pass the opportunity up.
I'm sure you know a lot about the defense. Kind of is that what attracted you? Besides your hometown, is that what attracted it to you?
Definitely. I mean, when you look at that D line, you look at the linebackers that are already here. It was something that definitely attracted to me. I mean, Burf is one of my favorite players in the whole league. So to get an opportunity to play with him and behind Geno Atkins and those guys, I couldn't pass it down.
Seems like that was Coach Hazel was very excited to pair you with Vontaze. I mean, that's two guys who have won league tackling titles. Vontaze won it in 2013, and you're the defending champion. What do you like about Tez's game, and how do you think you can complement it?
I just love the way he plays. I mean, the passion, the emotion, making plays in the backfield, intercepting the ball. He does everything, and I think it'll definitely help me being with a guy who has so much success in the league already.
Now, were you a guy? Did you ever come down here and watch games, or did you follow these guys a lot when you were a kid?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when I was growing up, I was here for all the 2-14s and Corey Dillon and all that. I mean, I definitely was a big fan. We came to a lot of preseason games and stuff like that when I was growing up.
How many? Did you have a favorite guy growing up?
Growing up, it probably was Corey Dillon, Chad Johnson, TJ, all the guys that everybody loved. I mean, I still got a Chad Johnson fathead in the basement at the house. Yeah.
You got to pull that out, I would think, now.
Oh, yeah. I got to show everybody now.
Yeah. Now, you live close by. I know you like the town. I was talking to Cliff Marshall, who was your trainer at Ignition, and he recruited you here when you were at Louisville, and he said, I don't know how I got him here. He could have gone to Arizona, to mm-hmm. California, to Florida, but he wanted to come home.
Mm-hmm. It's always been fun being here. I mean, I just love coming back home. Went to school in Louisville. I decommitted from Cincinnati. I could have stayed a little bit longer, but I finally came back home, and I couldn't be excited. I couldn't be more excited.
What are your folks saying?
They're all going crazy. My mom, my dad, grandma, cousins, everybody trying for tickets, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Now I know you're a guy that's a family-oriented guy. Your dad got a cup of coffee, right? I think maybe he only got a week in training camp, right?
Yeah, he had 9 days. He didn't want to cut him that short. I mean, he had 9 days with the Broncos. Definitely a big inspiration behind me. I mean, we still do drills up at UC on that turf field now, so anytime I can be around my dad and get any more coaching. So to be here in the city where he's at is definitely great for me.
Was the shirt? Did you just happen to put that on today, or did you put it on hoping that this would happen?
Yeah, I just happened to put it on because I thought I had to do some other stuff, but then I ended up being here, and this is what happened. I mean, the shirt was on the ground. I picked it up and put it on, and it just happened to work.
Sounds like a good omen.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of people happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
See you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.